He said, I don't know.
It could work better with this because it's actually recording it. I don't know. It is. You're hearing all kinds of weird shit.
All kind of rustling.
There we go. Look at that. The box is even a holder.
That's professional right
if
there.
It's even working.
That's some professional shit right there, dog.
I know. We on that. And that new tip. Oldest friend, huh?
One of them, yeah. I mean, well, he's not my oldest friend. He's younger than me. But I've been knowing him ever since he was a little kid.
Isn't that crazy? You know, 40-year-olds that were kids?
Yep. I used to wrestle with them and play with them when they were kids, pick them up and throw them around and stuff.
Because I would have been, you would have been 32 when I was born.
Yeah.
Yep. I was born right over there. 12 and wherever the fuck it is. St. John's.
Yep. I used to play with those kids when they were little kids. All the little kids used to come into my yard and want to wrestle and play and stuff. You know. There'd be 5 or 6 of them. Every day. I was thinking about last night, though.
What?
Karma.
What about it?
Exactly what it is.
Why doesn't it actually work?
Well,
it doesn't feel like it's working.
But that's the whole point.
I mean, it is, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, yeah. But the part to me is, what has my karma been? So I think about my life and bad things I did and good things I did. And will they even out?
Have you really, like, I look back and wonder, because some of the bad things I did were when I was young and not really in control.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does, but I don't think that makes any difference with karma.
I think it should. If your body, if you're someone who's born into a situation where, so, for example, if you're someone whose father fucks with you your whole life.
Okay.
You are most likely going to fuck with someone else. You know what I'm saying? Like, you take on, most of the time, the habits of...
Of your life.
Yeah, of the things that were done to you. Because it becomes what you're used to.
But suppose you had a good... Suppose nothing bad was done to you by your parents.
Right.
Suppose that was awesome. Because that's got nothing to do with the life before you had, before this life.
No, it doesn't. But...
Or does it?
Maybe. It also depends on, like, I don't know. That's a tough one, because they were talking about how the Buddha, like on one of the shows, I hadn't heard this perspective yet, but how he sat, when he sat, he went through all his lives, his past lives and things like that. And I was like, I didn't know that was a reachable goal. You get what I'm saying? Well, again, it sounds fantasy.
It depends on who you are, or whether it's reachable or not.
That's true.
And what you're going to listen to within yourself.
That's not bad, actually. Oh, my God. It kind of tastes like decent weed. I've been so mad at my cannabis lately.
What is this? The thing I just did?
Yeah, it's not even dry.
Is it?
Yeah.
It tastes good.
I know. That's what I just said.
Yeah. Okay.
But yeah, so actually
look
like this.
Oh yeah.
Cough right up in that fire.
Oh yeah.
What the fuck is this?
But yeah, man, I was thinking about that.
What the fuck is this? Paging me at 5:30 in the morning.
I'm like, what the fuck is this? I'm like, it's me.
Well, hold on.
I didn't know you were singing a song though, and you continued with it. I'm like, oh okay. I'm like, I'm hoping not talking like
that. Anyways, I can talk how I want.
I was like, that's rude, I told you I'd be there a minute.
But, yeah, I mean, that...
So when bad things happen...
How do you know you can't...
So when bad things happen to good people...
Is this one?
Or what's supposed to be good... Or what's supposed to be good people, are they paying for what happened in their past life? When you can't figure out, why did that happen to me? What did I do wrong?
Yeah, people who constantly think they're on the negative end of every... You know what I'm saying? Like, karma's constantly... Like, I used to think. I used to have that mindset of why is karma fucking with me?
Yeah, you were.
But the reality was is because I was selfish. It was more my inner karma of myself.
More you're doing.
Yeah, it was my doing because I wasn't. Karma's not nothing to do with. I don't think it even has much to do with what you give monetarily or physically. It's more about being peaceful in the universe and passing on the universe.
I think it's more.
When you give to somebody, you're not. If you give them a piece of paper that says, I love you, it's just as much karmatic care. To me, it's just as much value as if you gave them $1 million. It's as long as you mean it. You know what I'm saying? Because if you gave someone $1 million, you would have to love someone. You get what I'm saying? Like, not just give.
Right. Because if of the I value loved we you, put on money.
Yes.
Right.
The value, or you put on money, whatever it may be. Right, but if I put the same value in the love I give you in a piece of paper, it's the same value as $1 million. Because they're both pieces of paper. Are they not?
True.
So it's more about the intent. And more about.
Oh, it's definitely the intent. Yeah. Without a doubt, it's the intent. Without a doubt.
I know, but what I mean by that is people think you have to actually do, like I said, $1 million. When the reality is, it's all it takes is a letter or a card or a simple. You know, when you're present in the moment, you understand how much. When you can become present in the moment, it helps you realize how much the little stupid things mean.
So, can I control my karma?
I don't know.
That's the question.
I don't think so.
Wait, you don't think so? What? Your karma is what you've done.
To a point.
Listen, your karma is what you've done in this particular life.
All your lives, supposedly.
Well, see, I never heard that theory.
Your karma, if you, it depends. Because if you're believing in karma, you have to believe you're coming from an Eastern philosophy. You're not coming from a Christian philosophy. A Christian philosophy is different. There's heaven and hell. In a karmic philosophy, there's you live multiple lives over and over and over again until you get it right.
That don't make any difference in the hereafter, whether it's Christian or.
No, what I'm saying is, when you die, in a karmatic view, you die, and if you've done enough to, you know, make up for whatever you've done in your past, if you've done enough in that life or this life, say it's your only life, you could do it in one life, I assume.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Oh, yeah, of course you probably can.
Most likely you're not going to.
Most likely you're not going to, because that would almost demand you sacrificing most things.
Yes.
To do that.
Yeah, and you're not, you can, maybe you can figure it out halfway through.
Because that's what Siddhartha did.
Right, but he also went back into his past life.
Yeah, he did.
And figured out what he, you know, and forgave himself for those transcendence.
But the average person, can the average person do that? Probably not.
Yeah, they can. It just takes.
So I can go
can
home.
The average person.
What do I have to do that? Do you understand what I'm saying?
You have to practice.
Yeah, but I never heard that. Or
it could just happen to you.
Yes.
Because like when I had my out-of-body experience, it just happened to me.
Yeah.
I didn't plan it. I didn't try to make it happen.
Right. But you're not going to sit in it. That's the thing about nirvana that the Buddha understood, is that nirvana is not permanent. Nothing is.
Right.
So you have to be able to accept everything, the impermanence of everything, including the things you love, in order to not suffer. You have to accept the fact that anything you do, no matter if it's good or bad, will always come to an end. And letting go of things and letting go of that trying to hold on to shit is what releases you from suffering.
Trying to hold on to stuff like even life?
Yes. He gave up on life. That's the thing. When you become transcendent, I assume you die. You have to go like you did with the
going your physical death.
Yes, yeah, your physical death. Like you do with mushrooms and things. Like that.
DMT.
It forces you to have that death where you can do the same thing during meditation. Yeah. It just takes maybe years, it could take days.
But I think that's what happened with me. Now, when it happened to me, I wasn't in meditation. But for the 2 years before that happened to me, I used to do a lot of om and
right.
a lot of meditation and looking at a spot, you know, seeing what's there. But when it happened to me, I was totally unprepared because I was in a situation where I didn't think something like that would happen.
Right, right. But you were still in enough of a moment, living in the moment to do it.
Thank you.
You know, because that's...
Because that was the ultimate... that was the ultimate acid trip.
Yeah.
Without acid.
That's what they say.
I've never done it without acid. I only had that kind of experience on acid. I remember it was acid or mushrooms. It was one of them. Never, no, it wasn't mushrooms. It was more. It was acid because we did shrooms numerous times at the old house, so.
Yeah.
Definitely acid. It was when me and my ex and I got pregnant with lived at the apartments right here. And we did acid one night. And he's like, you want to do acid? I'm like, sure. We had like 2 days off. And I took acid. I was tripping for like 7-8 hours. Fucking walls were doing the little snake thing, and you know, the carpet was moving, all that cool crazy shit.
That's the point.
Cool crazy
sometimes
shit.
Yeah, it was before I got pregnant, so I feel like it was a different experience than if I did it after I lost my kids. You know what I mean?
No. Hold on a second. You know what that tells you is the fact that you just haven't actually come to grips with the losing of your children.
No, I'm saying if I did it right before I got pregnant, if I did it shortly after, it would have been different. Yeah, 4.5 years, almost 5 years ago. Now if I did it, I'd be fine. I just haven't done it in years.
Maybe.
Yeah, you never know till you
don't know.
You don't know till you know.
Because that's the thing about your conscious. Your conscious is very good at covering up.
You had another one in if you wanted it.
No, I'm going to finish this one first. Your conscious has a beautiful way of covering up everything.
Mm-hmm. That's what helps to protect you sometimes.
Yeah. And you think you're past it, but the reality is the anxiety you feel every time you walk into that store,
well,
it's because some stupid shit that has nothing to do with the store. It's just there's a smell that comes across that you can't pinpoint, but it triggers a memory in your head, which makes you start getting panicky. That's how fucking crazy our brain is. Like, yeah. And to think we have control. You know what I'm saying? To think people, like, how lucky are you that you even survive past a year? I mean, you're babies.
You're right.
As babies, you're
babies
the most
die
helpless,
in the womb.
Yeah, the most helpless thing there is.
Babies die in the womb.
Oh, so that's what made me think of this. Something that I just thought of. Her fucking mom was talking about late-term abortions and how they're allowed. And it's true, I guess, in some states they are allowed. But they're for reasons. They're not like people, right. Women are just walking
running there doing it just to do it.
Yeah, they're like, I don't want it no more. It's more like either the baby's dead or...
Yeah, some...
other reasons, but...
circumstance they can't control.
Yeah, but that's not the story her mom knows. That's what's crazy. It's like... how? I mean, I know how. I guess I... because if you don't actually know... like, if you don't watch certain things I watch,
people,
you might not see those things, but...
That's the point I wanted to make, too, about society. We hurt our own selves by not... looking for more information than just one little bit.
So haven't humans always done that?
One mind.
That's why Hitler was able to take over Germany the way he was. Humans are always looking. I think one of the reasons why these fucking kings and queens and dictators and all this shit that are trying to take power back over through the Middle East and throughout Europe and shit. I think that's basically it. There's a percentage of the human population that has a desire not to have any choice.
They decide not to have a choice?
They desire it. It's not that they decide it. Okay. They desire it. It's a need in their life to not have choice, to not be, to have everything. Like, that's why you can support Trump, because he's one of those people that says, I'll do it all for you. Put all the blame on me. That's why Jesus is such a beautiful thing, because you can just... all my sin goes to Jesus.
Because of sheeple. Because most people are sheeple.
Like, not most. I think it's just a percentage.
No. Most.
Well, obviously it's a percentage. But
most people are sheeple. They don't want the responsibility of deciding something. They would just rather take whatever the easy way is out.
That's why kings and queens lasted so long.
Because they want somebody else to run it for them. They don't want to do it.
I'm going to go drop these couples off either today or tomorrow, and I'll bring you some cash.
I was hoping Double O would show up so you can run to Ozzy's, but he didn't show up.
No, I got to go home and wash like my 4 dishes that Cut's complaining about.
It's probably more four dishes.
No, it's only four. It's the bigger stuff that I don't have fucking room for because the house is tiny. There's no storage for anything. So they're rinsed off and clean. They're just in the sink because I don't have any fucking room for them.
Oh, you'll find some room somewhere.
No, like literally, there's no fucking. So I don't have any of this kind of shit in
that
house.
Under a bed.
Huh?
Under the bed.
I don't have a fucking. It's just on the floor. I don't have dishes under my bed. Even if I could.
I don't know. Buy a shelf.
Yeah, put a shelf
up. Kitchen, there's not much storage in that kitchen. Like it's,
I know.
It's
is that where Cut lives?
Yeah.
It's pretty bad. The kitchen's really small. It's like...
It's a fucking... I know. It's one of these Hazel Park houses. They were built in the 40s.
Well, you have
people in the
40s. You have more storage here than I do, and I can't
from houses with 15 people in it. And we're like, oh my God, I can have a two-bedroom house with a basement? And it's 700
square feet or 800 square feet.
Oh my God, I'm a fucking king.
Yeah, with the little one-car garage. Like, you know,
and then the people, then their kids that grew up in these houses went, I want something bigger.
Bigger.
And moved up to the neighborhoods outside of here because...
And it's so forth and so on and so forth and so on until you're a millionaire.
Now we got kings.
And Trump is your friend.
What do you think? What do you think about that one king dying? Think it's gonna make a difference when the other one goes?
What king died?
Coke.
Oh. Well, the brother isn't that much younger.
No, I know. That's what I'm saying. They're right around the same age.
Yeah, they're close.
Yeah, so
three or four years, I think.
Yeah, but he still could go.
Oh yeah.
Who knows? He could have made better choices.
Dude, I could go downstairs in the basement and be cutting the plant down. And an hour goes by, he said, what is Rudy doing? You go downstairs, I might be laid out, dude.
No, I don't think like that.
Oh, no. No, you don't understand. You guys don't understand because you're not that old yet.
Yeah, I know. When you get
every day I wake up, I go, oh, okay. I woke up this morning. Yes. Because that's why I talk about karma and stuff. Because I ain't got that much longer.
I'll meet you up later.
If I have a good one. If I'm lucky, I'll live another 10 or 12 years.
Yeah, if you're lucky. And who knows? That's where it went back to, I'm not concerned about dying so much anymore.
Oh, me either.
I'm more concerned about living healthy and not losing everything.
Right.
And
if you can
being trapped in my head.
Yeah. If you can live healthy where you can move around and do stuff and be 80 or 90 years old, that's a blessing.
Fuck yeah.
Without a fucking doubt.
Yep. If not, then I'd rather not be here.
Yeah, well, that's how I look at it, too.
Well, who knows what's going to happen in the next 5 years, too, anyway. 5 to 10 years. So many advances.
Well, my dad was 86, and I think my mom was 82.
Damn.
When they died.
My grandparents lived long. Well, let me rephrase that. My great-grandparents did, but they didn't smoke. I assume they didn't smoke and do any of that shit. So they lived till their 90s. My grandparents lived till their 70s, but both of them had, my grandpa had stage 4 cancer and my grandma had emphysema. So they died from lung issues.
Yeah.
And then Grandpa Krieger, fuck. He had so many goddamn heart attacks. Somehow he got to 62, but he was drinking 4-pack. He was like Lou, man.
Yeah.
He was drinking. They told me at his height he was smoking 4 packs of cigarettes a day. And he was drinking at least 2 12-packs of Coca-Cola.
Wait a minute. 4 packs a day? He had to be smoking 3 or 4 cigarettes an hour.
He didn't stop. He smoked.
That's what I'm saying. He put it out and then light another one up.
Yeah. Yeah. But he also quit. I guess he was an alcoholic. And he had issues when he was young.
Well, that drinking and smoking go together, I think.
Yeah. But he quit drinking and he switched to Coca-Cola. He was drinking 2 cases of that shit.
Oh.
Yeah, dude. So
that's killer shit, too.
Yeah.
When you overdo that shit.
Grandma, on that side, she was a fucking lush. She drank and partied, but still survived a stroke.
Yeah. It's a couple of girls I was dating a couple of years ago. And they're on Facebook all the time. And every time they're on Facebook, they got a drink in their hand. And then when I think about it, every time I went to their house, they were drinking. They drink. These are young women.
Yeah.
You know, 30, 28.
Every time you see Cut, he's got a drink in his hand.
He was tearing that beer up the other night.
Dude, he drinks so much. But what are you going to do? You can't tell people. I mean, no. You try. I yell at them. Well, yeah. You know, I give them shit.
If you're a friend, you tell them you're concerned about it, but you can't make somebody do something.
No.
And you don't want to nag nobody.
No, it's not even about nagging. The nagging doesn't work. If you nag me, I'm never going to talk to
never
you.
Never do it. Yeah.
And his drinking comes to a problem where I feel like he's passed out drunk, but he definitely drinks every day when he gets out of work.
Yeah,
he drives too much. He's like, that wouldn't surprise me. Yeah, he drives too much drunk.
He drinks and drives?
Of course he does. How do you drink all the time?
You're right, and not drive. You're right, unless you stay home all the time.
Remember when Doug Benson, did you ever see the Doug Benson Super High Me?
No.
Oh, it's pretty funny. You ever seen Super Size Me?
Yeah. Well, I've seen Super High Me, too.
Yeah, Super High Me, where he does the 30 straight days of smoking weed all day long.
Oh, he was fucked up.
Yeah, but think about
it. God, he was eating shit like a motherfucker.
But he got someone to drive him around the whole time.
Yeah, he sure did. That's right.
Like, that's why I don't, I'm like, thinking to myself.
And everywhere he went, somebody was shoving shit in his face.
Uh-huh. But fuck. We do that.
I've never drank.
I don't smoke right when I get up.
Let me think.
I eat first.
Yeah, eat first too. Yeah. Okay. I don't wake and bake. I get up, I eat, take a bath, or whatever I'm going to do as far as hygiene is concerned.
Yeah.
And I let my dog out in the backyard, and I sat out in the backyard with him for about a half an hour. Then it's time to light up. Especially if I go to work, I got to smoke a joint before I go.
I remember my grandpa used to sit. So did I already say I found out what my grandpa did in World War II?
Yeah.
That's fucking crazy.
It is, man. That'll leave a stain in
the brain. Makes sense why he's, because I wasn't close to grandpa. I was close to my grandma.
I couldn't even imagine seeing that shit, man. I would be.
Be 24 year or 20-something years old.
That could fuck you up for the rest of your life.
I mean, it's a wonder why he drank.
Yeah. You see something like that.
He was like, but it's the cycle all started because he saw that.
But you
if
know.
If he doesn't see that, does he drink as much in his life?
Maybe not. I don't know. But I know one thing.
I guess there's no point.
The first time I saw the pictures of that shit, it profoundly fucked me up. It really did. I was like.
I've never seen the pictures.
Oh, I was like, how could a human do that to another human being, man? It's insane. But.
Especially when you're really not, like, it's different when you're trying to survive. If somebody's trying to fuck you up, that's different.
Right, that's different.
But, or they're mental or something, like, but there's nothing wrong with these people. Like, it was just like, nope, we don't like you.
Murder, man.
We just don't like you.
It was just straight up murder. And they would have done it to everybody. Mm-hmm. It wasn't just Jews either. See, a lot of people understand, they killed more people than just Jews.
Right. But it was the Jews that were in there that they were shipping out of the countries that they had taken over. If there was black people, they just killed
them. They'd have done the same thing.
Well, if they had taken over a country that was mostly,
if they went to Africa and took over, because
they were in Africa.
Mussolini invaded Africa. He invaded Ethiopia. Picked on Ethiopia. They got one airplane in their air force. The guys ride horses. Back then, yeah.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, back then they only had one airplane.
Because there's not many airplanes. Like, airplanes.
They didn't have no battleships.
Dude, within. Airplanes fly. First one flies in 1920 something. Yeah, something like that. Like in the 1920s.
Yeah, maybe 1919, 1920. Yeah, somewhere up in there. Yeah.
Within 25, 30. No, within 40 years. Within my lifetime. Of the plane being born, it would already turned into a fucking machine that could just destroy cities.
But think about it. Look what we got now. We got spaceships, right?
Yeah, I know. That's what. Did she already leave?
Who?
V.
Yeah.
Will you drop this? Never mind.
I mean, I can take it with me, but can I go do that first and then do that? Or does he need it, like, this second?
You know how he is. He wants it right now. why wouldn't you just go that way, drop it, and then go back? You don't have to drop the money off. You can bring the money back later.
Okay. If I can do that, then I'm going to drop it off real quick. Is it just as big?
Yes.
Okay.
Mmm. So, all right, well, that just interrupted everything. Thank you. Yeah. I'll have the money for you later.
Okay, cool. Thanks.
If that stuff seems like it's ready Thursday, call.
Okay. All right.
Okay?
Yeah, I will. All right.
Yeah, that's not bad. That's about that. I mean, what were we talking about?
We were talking about the war.
Oh, yeah.
And what the Germans did to motherfuckers.
Not even the Germans. What the everyone
did. You see this post from them? This is one of their cats. Look at his eyes.
That's crazy.
I wonder if Smokey's eyes are going to kind of end up like that.
No, I don't think so. His are already green.
You think they're both? Because that one's holding on to some blue color. But
it might be half blue. Did you see the other one?
You mean on their post?
Yeah.
You look at cat pictures?
Yeah.
Pictures of kitties?
Yeah, we'll end it there.
Little kitties! I'm thinking about getting another cat.
Wasn't she gorgeous?